Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
When you're a parent and your child is suffering in some way, whether it's that they've got a cough or a cold or any of these things that kids get, you sometimes don't want to look to the medications because you think, oh, I don't want to start them on medications. Or, and there are home remedies and they've been around for thousands of years. And you wonder to yourself, is it safe to try some of these with my child? Well, today we've got fan favorite Dr. Naveen Mehrotra. He's a pediatrician and spokesman for the American Academy of Pediatrics. So Dr. Mehrotra, let's start with cough and cold, because it's been recommended by the American Academy of Pediatrics that we not use some of those cough and cold medications that we can see over the counter. Tell us what's going on now. What is the AAP recommending? What should we do if our kid's got a cough?
Hi, Melanie. Thank you so much for having me on the program again. And this is a common issue, especially after the policy statement that came out that we should not be using these over-the-counter cough and cold medicines. That was sort of the segue for all of these natural products to come in and really take over the market. What they've done is you go to any supermarket or any sort of pharmacy, there's a whole host of medications that are there. I'm sure you guys have seen different brand names, one of them like Zarbee's or Boyrin homeopathic medications. There's a lot of other natural remedies that are on the market that people are using, and they feel that it's safe because it's on the shelf, and the Academy has not said anything about not using it, so they feel that they can go ahead and give that to their kids. So one of the common things that parents do is, because they're not supposed to give over-the-counter cough syrups, they turn to the natural product. But we really don't know what those natural products are all about, what they're doing, how they're harming the child, or how they're benefiting the child. There's really no science behind it as much that's been validated with good research. So it is something that I think we need to be aware of, and we need to be able to guide those parents who are getting all of these supplements. The FDA counts them as supplements, so they're not even regulated. So that is a real issue.
Okay, so Dr. Mehrotra, you're talking about things we can buy at Walgreens or something that are on the, you know, that are on the shelves, as you say. But what about some of the, we've heard about honey, you know, for a cough, or you know, vocalists have been using honey for their sore throats for years. But I don't think we're supposed to be giving babies honey just that early in their lives. So what do we do? Is honey safe?
Well, definitely the Academy recommends that we do not use honey for kids under 1 year of age, and that is for the potential risk of botulism that can have with the botulism spores that are sometimes found in the honey product. But if you look at some of the natural remedies that are out there, they have some form of honey that's been mixed into it, and these kids are getting those products, maybe not in the full honey form, but some sort of it. Byproduct is in there. So I think it is something, it's a conversation or a dialogue that needs to happen between the pediatrician and the parent to understand what are they actually using for their child, and really delve into the home remedies or the off-the-counter medications that the parents are using. And the thing that happens is parents really don't count it as a medication per se. Or the regulations don't count it as medication, so it doesn't get put into that light.
Well, I mean, and I can see that, but then they look at nutrition and let food be thy medicine, and that sort of thing happens in our minds, and so we look to some of these things. Now, if you've got a toddler or a child that's nauseous, I myself would think, oh, parsley, I'll have them chew some parsley, or a ginger candy, or, you know, some of those kinds of things. What can we do for some of those sorts of things, nausea or headaches or an upset stomach, because kids get those a lot, and we don't want to medicate them all the time?
Right, and that varies from case to case and child to child. So what I usually tell the parents is if they tell me what they're using for their child, and if I don't think there's a harm to the child, I will tell them to go ahead and use it. if they ask me for, you know, what should they do when the child has a cold or when they give me a specific symptom, then I can go ahead and guide them accordingly. So if they have a cold, I'll probably tell them to start off with some saline nose sprays or tell them to start off with some steam, possibly using some sort of a menthol like Vicks Vapor Rub once the child is old enough, and see if that works. If that doesn't work, then we may go to the next step. But I want to have that dialogue. So if the child is getting nausea every time the child gets into the car, I want to make sure that they're taking short breaks in between. I want to make sure that the air is circulating well in the car. They may need to roll down the windows. And then, obviously, if they need some sort of a ginger supplement or any other type of supplement that I think or I know anecdotally or through research that has been proven for a certain symptom, I'll go ahead and tell them to use that.
What about something like chamomile? We've heard about essential oils can be dangerous for children as well, but if a child is having trouble sleeping or, you know, they can't unwind at the end of the night, people have thought, oh, well, I'm going to give them a little chamomile tea or something to calm them down a little bit. A lot of these things have been around for so long, Dr. Mehrotra, and I think that parents think about using them, but then they question whether or not it's safe.
Right. So definitely, once again, here, chamomile is known to soothe, to calm the baby. So using a little bit of chamomile tea, especially in the colicky baby or the restless baby, it may help. There are natural supplements for older children like melatonin that may help for their sleep disturbances. So once again, it'll vary from child to child. There are supplements like gripe water that's out there. There's gas drops, which are simethicone. And once again, based on the symptom, we can probably find some sort of a natural remedy that may help and not be detrimental to the child.
So I have three. I want to.
That's what we have to make sure.
Well, we do, and it's always important to check with your pediatrician. But I definitely want to ask you about these three things. So, gas. When my kids were little, I had a product called Little Tummies, which was an all natural product, whatever, supposed to sort of. It wasn't simethicone or whatever. It was, I don't know what it was, but you just give it in little drops, and it did seem to help.
Sure. There's fennel, there's simethicone, and depending on what part of the world or culture you come from, you may have your own home remedies, but these are some of the things that, from my background, I know that, yes, it tends to work, is simethicone works, and, fennel might work, but once again, it doesn't necessarily work for all of the kids, and I know that usually will not harm the child, so I would be pretty ready to go ahead and recommend that for the parents, especially if they have not found any other relief for their baby.
And what about neti pots? If they've got that really stuffed nose, I mean, you don't want to go to Afrin for little kids because that stuff's pretty severe and we're not supposed to use that. So what about saline squeezy things and trying to, I don't know, tackle your kid and get them to use a neti pot? I think that sounds impossible.
I think for older kids it may work better, and once you get the hang of it and you know how to use it, it definitely works wonders. It's basically just the water and the saline that's used to irrigate and clean out the nostrils, and that is what we're doing with saline nose sprays, or when we tell parents, especially with a baby, to go ahead and use the saline nose drops and aspirate them out so that the nasal passage clears out. So it's the same functionality.
Okay, and what about airborne, Dr. Mehrotra? Because I did this when my son, I thought he was getting sick and we were going on a trip or something and he was little. And then I started reading about too much vitamin A and how it's got all these extra vitamins in it and echinacea and zinc. And then I got really scared and stopped. And so what about something like airborne as a prophylactic for a cold or coldies or zinc or echinacea? Are we allowed to use any of those?
I wouldn't use them in babies, but I think in older kids there may be a role for these supplements. And once again, what we say is any of these natural supplements that you're taking, make sure that you check first with your pediatrician. Make sure there's no condition that your child carries which may actually backfire and be hurtful or harmful to the child. So if you're giving excess vitamin A or vitamin D or excess zinc, and your child has a condition which you're not supposed to give that supplement, it may harm the child. So when parents ask me, should they take natural supplements, or should they take natural vitamins, or should they take extra vitamins, or is there some sort of a supplement that can boost their immunity? Yeah, you might be able to find something that people promote in the natural world, but not necessarily it will help. But the most important thing is it should not harm the child.
So with something like constipation, right? I mean, there's Marilax and there's all these things that a doctor might prescribe if your child is really very badly constipated. But then there's also food. Again, we're looking to nutrition to help us solve some of these issues and increasing the fiber in that. So what do you tell parents when they say, well, can I look to food and nutrition to build their immune system, to help with constipation, to help with an upset stomach or a sore throat? And kind of wrap it up for us, Dr. Mehrotra, with your best advice as the pediatrician that you are. Give your best advice about these natural remedies that we see, we hear about, maybe our mothers told us about, and whether we can use them with our children or not.
Sure. So the first key thing is to make sure your child is eating well, has a balanced meal, is taking food from all different food groups, and is thriving well. And that is what will improve their immunity and what will make sure the child has the immune system that will fight off the appropriate common infections. If you're planning or if you're running into a condition which you're not able to manage, talk to your pediatrician and see what sort of natural supplements can be tried to help you through that stage before you just go ahead and try something on your own. Basics like saline, irrigation of the nose, steaming the child, and taking some increasing of fiber in constipation, those all things are fine. But if you need anything beyond that, where we're asking, you know, where people are telling you to go ahead and take this supplement that's going to help this symptom, or take that supplement and that will help this, go ahead and check first with the pediatrician. So I know that I recently just saw a report on terms of using all this Karo syrup and some of this extra sugar in the babies with constipation, and the detrimental effect that it brought in. So just because it's a natural supplement does not make it a safe supplement.
Well, that's really, I think, the main message here, Dr. Mehrotra, is that just because it's a supplement and you see it on the shelves doesn't mean it's a safe supplement for children. There are definitely warnings and things that you need to watch out for. And if you have any questions, be sure and just go to your pediatrician and ask them what they think about any of these things you're considering using, because as a parent, you don't want to give your kids something that's going to make the problem worse or even create another problem that could be a lot worse than a simple cough or a cold or an upset stomach. So parents, take heed. Some of the natural remedies we discussed here today are perfectly acceptable to use, a saline squeezy thing or a neti pots, a sort of a nasal lavage. If you can get your kids to do that, that's a great way. And be sure and make sure that they get really a good night's sleep. If you want to build up their immune system, feed them healthy foods, keep them away from soda and too much sugar, and make sure they get a good night's sleep. And you're listening to Healthy Children, and our expert guests are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics in conjunction with their consumer website, healthychildren.org. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.